welcome to it on a Tuesday. Guam in the crosshairs or not? We can't seem to figure it out. Bannon is certainly in the crosshairs, might be on his way out. Several members of the Trump Council and on manufacturing and so forth have already made their way out. And I don't know what's going to go on to get us out of this whole deal. Well, let's find out. Let's get together on this. Let's do it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome to it. It seems that Steve Bannon is on the hot seat. It seems that people are calling for Steve Bannon's ouster from all sides. A man on an island, very few true allies in the building. Donald Trump's anger with Steve Bannon, nothing new, and Bannon survived Jared Kushner's attempt to get rid of him earlier in the administration, but it's always perilous to say Trump is going to oust anybody. And how did he get here, Steve Bannon? How did he end up on the wrong side of the fence? Well, key West Wing colleagues believe because he's an instigator of leaks targeting National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, and leakers don't have a future in this White House. The stories have been driven by Breitbart News, which are, of course, Bannon was executive chairman before joining Trump's presidential campaign as chief executive in August. And this past week, Trump backed McMaster as our friend. Trump also backing Luther Strange, the inside the beltway rhino, if you will, senator from Alabama, a guy who is closely aligned with the establishment and not in good standing with a lot of the folks that are Trump supporters. Sources close to the president say he was irritated about Steve Bannon's extensive cooperation with a book by Bloomberg Businessweek's Josh Green, The Devil's Bargain, that had a cover that gave Bannon equal billing with the president. This being a rerun of one of the key factors that has put the chief strategist in Trump's doghouse, a Time magazine cover dubbing Bannon the Great Manipulator. So Steve Bannon, has he run his course? Seems that he may be on his way to the exit, but who knows? Meanwhile, Robert Mueller's investigation, we'll get to Steve Bannon. Reince Priebus, apparently in the crosshairs now of Robert Mueller's investigation into Donald Trump and whatever it is he may have done wrong or not done wrong. Who knows? Robert Mueller's fishing expedition will continue because it's being... well, it's being allowed, if not encouraged, by Republicans and Democrats. Like, that's right, the Republicans not defending the president at all. And then people like Bill Kristol, which I have no respect, for the record. Bill Kristol saying that this is like the Cold War. We just have to contain Trump until 2021 or earlier if Mueller can get him out of the White House. This comes from Bill Kristol, a guy who claims to be a conservative, who claims to be a guy who wants America to move forward, but sits there and gleefully watches and cheers as nothing happens in Washington, along with the other inside the beltway guys. Oh, we want to do this and this, and it's just, if only we had a Republican president who tried to get Obamacare repealed, who's trying to get tax relief to the American people, who's trying to take care of security at the southern border, none of which has happened. And people like Bill Kristol sit there and applaud. Meanwhile, the CEO of Under Armour, stepping down from the president's American Manufacturing Council. In fact, several folks are stepping down from the council, three in all so far. It's a CEO exodus They say they're not satisfied with the way Donald Trump came out after what happened in Charlottesville. So Brian Krzanich, the CEO of Intel, leaving now. This comes as the CEO of Under Armour, Kevin Plank, hit the door. And Plank followed Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of Merck Pharmaceuticals, who left Monday. And Frazier said he was leaving Trump's counsel over the president's response to the violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Our country's strength stems from its diversity and the contributions made by men and women of different faiths, races, sexual orientations, and political beliefs, said Frazier in a statement that he did not mention Trump. Trump went after Frazier on Twitter, saying that Merck would have more time to lower rip-off drug prices because he had left. Krzanich said he stands with others for equality and improving U.S. competitiveness. Both require improving in today's environment and so on and so forth. But an exodus from the president's White House because some believe he wasn't strong enough when he condemned violence from all sides, which was an appropriate thing to do and not particularly weak, but called weak by some. Called weak by many in the left-wing media, went after Trump because condemning violence on all sides, condemning Antifa or Antifa. I still don't know how to say that word right. How do you think you should say Antifa? Antifa, Antifa, Antifa. However you'd like to say it. Everybody on the scene there openly admits that everybody that came there for a fight. And if the white supremacists had been ignored like they were 6 weeks ago in Charlottesville, nothing of particular interest would have happened. Wouldn't have made the headlines. Nobody cares. But now they're setting their sights on Richmond, Virginia for a rally next month, September, which will gain tremendous amounts of attention, bring a lot more people to Richmond, Virginia, if it's approved, and create an explosion, a huge problem that could have been avoided. But the media plays a role in this. Don't let them think, well, we've got nothing to do. We're just covering the news. Wrong. You're inciting violence. By the way, James Fields, the driver charged with killing the woman in Charlottesville, previously accused of beating his own mother and threatening her with a 12-inch Bowie knife. That according to transcripts from dramatic 911 calls released yesterday. Samantha Bloom is disabled, uses a wheelchair, repeatedly called police about her son in 2010 and 11, telling officers he was on medication to control his temper. Records show that Fields was arrested and put in juvenile detention after his mother reported in 2011 he stood behind her wielding a knife. Earlier in the year, she called 911 to say her son was being very threatening toward her and that she was not in control of the situation. That all came from the Washington Post. So a violent young person who was willing to threaten his mother, that's who is behind the violence in Charlottesville. Not a conservative, not a Republican, just a violent, twisted individual. Keep the facts straight. Back in a moment on the Steve Gerber Show.